Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. This is Real Estate Coaching Radio, and we are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris. Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. It is always a pleasure to be here.
So, guys, the topic today is something that, frankly, I've wanted to do a radio show on for a long time, and a lot of people have suggested that I not do a radio show on this topic because they feared that it would seem too self-serving. But you know what? I don't care. Yes, the punchline of today's radio show, it is a little self-serving, but it's still information you guys need to have. So the topic of today's real estate, what is it again? What's the name of our show? Coaching Radio Show. That's right. Is Realtor Alert, the dark side of real estate coaching. And so we're going to read to you.
Stuff.
Yeah, it is. So we're going to read to you guys some facts, some specific things that you need to be on the watch for, the lookout for, when it comes to hiring a real estate coach. Now, yeah, it's self-serving because we're real estate coaches, but it's important too because you guys got to know what's going on. You have to know the facts about real estate coaches. You need to know what we're going to share with you in today's radio show so that you can be prepared when you're possibly making a decision about hiring a real estate coach. Critical stuff, important stuff that you want to definitely take notes on. And then as always, please do share the replay of today's radio show with as many other agents as you possibly can. You guys are really, really going to be surprised by some of the little inside secrets about the real estate coaching industry. I think a lot of you are going to almost be in disbelief by a lot of the things I'm going to share with you and Julie's going to share with you on today's radio show. So before we get to that, Julie, any interesting stories from your real estate schedule today? I know you and I both had a relatively full day of coaching today. Anything interesting happen in your schedule with any of your great clients?
Yeah. You know, what's interesting to me is, and I appreciate everybody's sort of collective unconscious to pull out completely of the real estate recession, to have a new, you know, as we always say, we're on the edge of a new boomish type of a feel. We all have enthusiasm for this. It's a heck of a lot more fun. But the interesting thing from a coaching perspective is some of my new clients, you know, I'm still getting clients that are rebuilding. There's a lot of our clients that are rebuilding. These are people who made tons of money before, whether that was during the boom or even the previous boom to that. And they're rebuilding. They're still recovering. And I just wanted to say it's okay if that's why you come to coaching, is to get the train back on the tracks. And a recurring theme that I see from those agents is they kind of beat themselves up a lot and they almost slide further back by believing they have to relearn everything. And I always remind them, yeah, there's a lot of things that are different about this market and you've got to recalibrate, but that doesn't mean you've lost all of your sales skill mojo. And so some of this is mindset coaching for those agents who are, you know, sort of, you know, revamping and being a top producer for a second, third, or fourth time and reinventing themselves. And the common theme for them is, this is it. I got to make the money now because I don't want to be doing this 20 years from now, 10 years from now. And more power to them for taking that step to coaching because we can get you there faster. But what I'm saying is it's okay if that's where you're at.
Well, I know you're referring to the fact that, you know, some of you guys know us from being Howard Britton stars back in the late 90s. The late, great Howard Britton, which I think in his day and certainly now is probably one of the most recognized, appreciated, and respected real estate educators. And I think that'll always be true. He certainly inspired us back in our early days. So, you know, it's interesting that we're getting a lot of Howard Britton stars, the folks we knew who are also top producers in the same era that we were, you know, 90s into the 2000s, that, you know, a lot of them are asking us to be their coaches. And I am honored to have a lot of our old friends as our new coaching clients. And there's a lot of that starting to happen. So, guys, the fact is that there's a lot of reasons to hire a coach, and there's a lot of things you need to look out for before you make the decision to hire a coach. So we're going to take a real quick commercial break. You're going to hear from our friend Steve Brown, the president of the National Association of Realtors. And when we come back, get ready to take notes. And like I said, I'm going to try to do this as deadpan as I can without overhyping any of the things that we wrote down to share with you. But the fact is a lot of you are going to be going, like, Tim has got to be making these points up. There's no way that real estate coaching companies are getting away with this stuff. And I'm going to back up what we're going to tell you with some facts, and you can do your research on your own. So we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and when we come back, get ready to take notes.
Are you ready for 2015? Do you have a plan in place to make it your best year ever? Or are you still struggling in your career and waiting for your ship to come in? You can make this your best year ever, but only if you take control of your career and create an action plan for success. Join thousands of top producing agents across the nation who have turned to Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching to help them achieve top producing production and performance. Coaching works, and that's a fact. 10% of agents complete an amazing 90% of all transactions because they have a coach. Coaching and training is a critical part of a successful real estate career, but don't just take our word for it. Here's what Steve Brown, the president of the National Association of Realtors, had to say.
Well, I'll tell you why it's critical. There are some brokers who, when they hire indiscriminately. They just don't even look at the training, or they don't provide the training and the education that a new agent needs in the marketplace. As a real estate agent, you've got to associate yourself with a firm that's dedicated to your professionalism and your growth, and then the services like a personal coach, like Tim, you, and Julie do. There are very few real estate people like you, so personally and passionately involved in our industry. And thank you for what you do for our industry. Both of you are a wonderful voice for all that's best in the realtor organization in our industry. So I thank you.
If you want the production and performance that comes with being a top producer, then you need a coach. Not just any coach, but the leaders in coaching today. Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. We provide you with industry-leading one-on-one coaching with a trained professional coach, along with all the lead generation systems, scripts, presentations, team building, and business planning tools you need to dominate your local real estate market. We offer affordable pricing with no long-term contracts, and our entire coaching staff are trained professional agents with top producing track records. Take action and visit us at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call with a trained real estate professional. There's no risk and no obligation, just a free, personal, one-on-one call with a trained professional coach. Join the elite 10% of agents who make all the difference in today's marketplace. Visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com.
And we are back. So we're going to jump right in. Now, those of you who are considering hiring a coach for 2015, which I realize is most of you, if you're not already one of our coaching clients, I want you to write these points down. I want you to really take the time when you're researching online, as I know a lot of you do, the different coaching organizations, and then ask these questions. I want you to seriously do this because guess what? Your financial future really is tied to whether or not you ask the questions and listen to the answers. I'm going to give you the first question that you need to all be asking because, frankly, it's really the bottom line. So normally, this would be the last thing I would tell you, but I'm going to tell you this as the first thing. When you're considering hiring any coach, really any service provider, you need to ask if they require that you sign a contract. And by a contract, I mean it's typically in the form of a 6 or 12 month, you know, long form contract that requires that you pay them the, you know, contractual amount, or they literally have the right to sue you. Now, see, this is where it gets interesting. A lot of you guys aren't doing your homework on this, and you're not realizing what you're signing. You're signing, again, 6 month or 12 month contracts, typically $600 or $1,000 a month. You're not even really knowing what you're getting. You're not knowing who your coach is going to be. We're going to talk about all these other points in a second. You're not knowing if your coach has ever sold real estate before. You're not knowing if you're going to be assigned to some. You get the idea. But let's focus on the most important question first. Why is it that these coaching companies, and again, any service provider, anybody you're doing business with, anyone you're buying anything from, why is it that they're actually asking you to sign a contract? Now, it's one thing if you're signing a contract for a car where you get the use of the car. It's another thing if you are signing a contract and you get the use of the house. You get the idea here? But a personal services provider like a coach, Does it really make sense that you'd sign a contract obligating yourself to the long-term financial obligations? Because what happens if you can't afford it? What happens if you fall in financial hardship? What if you change your mind? What if you don't like the coach? What if, right? You're still stuck signing the contract. If you do your homework on this and you research the coach's name, then put in the word contracts, things of that nature. You guys know how to use Google search. You're going to find, in some cases, thousands of realtors that have fallen prey to the coaching contract scam. And the way it works, and this is really the way it works, and again, I'm sorry if you guys are listening to me say these things and you're starting to filter because you think we're being overly self-serving because we don't require contracts, but this is for your own good. Here's how it works. You sign a contract for 12 months. You've obligated yourself to $12,000. You can't or won't continue to pay. They sue you, and typically the lawsuit's based out of a place in California, Orange County, California. So if you can't fly out there or afford to pay an attorney to defend you, you automatically lose. They then get a judgment for you for the unpaid balance. Now, what do they then do? And a lot of you guys know this because unfortunately you know somebody or you personally have experienced this. They then sell that judgment to a collections business. And again, I know, again, you guys have suffered from this, or know agents that have. I know for a fact agents who have been, and I'm not talking about one or two, I'm talking about hundreds and potentially thousands of agents that have fallen for this coaching contract scam and have been forced out of the business. Because, you know, it usually people fall in hardship, they can't pay their $1,000 a month coaching bill, and then what happens also is they're probably also not paying other things, and it's a slippery slope, and the next thing they know, they're essentially having too many fires to put out, and they slide into bankruptcy. This is worst case scenario stuff. But it's also stuff that you need to be aware of. So the question you have to ask yourself, considering that these coaching contracts don't have any outs for you, in other words, you sign it, you're stuck, I want you to ask yourself, why would a coach ask me to sign a contract that was so one-sided, that was so onerous? If they were confident in the services that they were providing, if they were confident that I would succeed with their coaching and the products and services that came along with it, why do I have to sign a contract? Won't I want to stay? Why would I be forced to stay and pay? You guys have to be asking these tough questions. Again, this particular topic is interesting because there are so many of you out there that are going to these real estate events. You're listening to the rah, 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 Tony Robbins wannabe. You're signing these contracts, and then you're realizing later that, oh my God, what did I do? And then the next thing, so that's point number one, of things you have to be asking yourself before you sign any sort of contract. You know, what is the cancellation policy? How does it work? Get it in writing. And then, again, I'm going to say this, don't be surprised if they're going to say there is no cancellation. You pay, you sign, you pay. That's it. There's no cancellation. Or they'll ask you to say prepay for 6 months or whatever. It doesn't make any sense. Don't do it. It is crazy. The next problem that is happening in this industry, and I, you know, again, the bee in my bonnet about this is simply the fact that there are some really greedy people out there that are pissing in the well of this industry, and it's causing a lot of you guys to turn your noses up at coaching. You're believing that we're all like that, and we're not. I have a lot of friends, and Julie does as well, who are running other coaching businesses who don't require contracts, that don't pull these little scams on agents, who are really incensed as we are that these, you know, frankly, rather greedy folks are tricking you guys into signing contracts. Now, here's the next little surprise that some of you guys fall prey to. Okay, so you sign your 12-month contract for $1,000 a month or whatever it is. You now realize you're locked in. You can't cancel. And, you know, okay, so you're gonna stick it out. You're going to see what's what. Then you find out you are assigned to somebody, and you guys can research all this on Google. That's all there for you to read. I'm not making this up. You're then going to find out that you are assigned to a coach that not only hasn't ever probably sold real estate before or hasn't sold real estate for decades, but, you know, mostly it has never sold real estate before, but you're being assigned to somebody whose calls are with you are being monitored, who's reading from a script book, who's basically following a specific pre-written page-by-page, you know, coaching agenda, and guess what? That's the same experience. You're going to have the same experience that everyone else that script reading coach, supposed coach, is going to be having. In other words, there is no real coaching. They're just reading to you. It's just a back and forth. It's like going to preschool and having the teacher read you a book. That is really how it works. And remember, you sign up, you realize that the person, you Google your new coach's name, you're so excited to get started, you Google their name and you discover not only have they never had a real estate license, but by the way, they were waiting tables last month, or they were a stewardess or a steward, or they were cutting hair. Nothing wrong with those professions. But if you're going to hire a coach to say, for example, teach you how to play tennis, doesn't it make sense you hire someone that played tennis before? By the way, if you wanted to be really good at playing tennis, doesn't it make sense that you hire someone that had been really nationally recognized for their ability and their success to play tennis? Wouldn't you want that guy or gal versus the someone who's never actually played tennis before? Julie, am I going over the edge on these points, or do these things make sense?
No, not at all. I mean, honestly, I always think, you know, why is it that it's okay in our industry? You don't hear about this a lot in other things, right? So I always think about my piano teacher, right? And who I never really appreciated until I had a real piano teacher who is an honest-to-God classical performer, went to Juilliard and has it together. It is like night and day. And I didn't know when I was a kid, I was taking, you know, lessons from my flute teacher who happened to play piano, right? Night and day difference. Now, in real estate, if you call those, quote, coaches out on that and say, well, tell me why I should be following this when, I mean, I Googled you and it doesn't look like you sold real estate. They'll say something like, well, all sales are the same. I have a sales background in insurance or cell phones, or, you know, sales training is all the same. But you know what? It's not the same. And I'll tell you where I feel it the most as a coach, Tim, is when we help clients save their deals, when we help clients understand the emotional turmoil sometimes they deal with dealing with difficult clients, sometimes when dealing with each other, fellow agents that are torturing them. It makes a huge difference if your coach has walked in your shoes.
Well, you can tell, can't you? I mean, you can honestly tell.
I mean, you and I get excited about this because it matters.
Well, yeah. I mean, excited is an interesting choice of words. I wouldn't have said excited. I'm tired. I'm honestly tired of the corruption.
Fired up.
I'm tired.
Yeah,
I'm tired of them corrupting our business.
I think it's malpractice, quite frankly. I think
it is.
You know, people ask me sometimes. I mean, I think it is it's a great question. I love it when new people are interviewing us versus somebody else, and they say, well, have you actually sold real estate? And the smart ones will actually say, you know, how recently have you sold real estate and how much real estate have you sold? I think that's a brilliant question. And I always say, well, of course, I would never pretend to coach something that I hadn't done thousands of, right? I mean, so I take Pilates, but I'm still not somebody that would go and just teach that and expect to be paid for it. Even if I could read from a playbook, it's totally different.
It is. So what have we talked about so far? Is your coach or coaching company going to demand you sign a contract? If they are, don't walk, run. Say, I'm not interested in doing business with you. I'm not interested in signing something that's going to obligate myself to something that I'm not even sure what I'm getting. Have you guys ever noticed, and maybe you haven't, but you will when you research this to validate what I'm telling you, they don't tell you what you're getting for what you sign. And yet you guys are still doing it. I don't get that part.
Well, they get geeked up in the moment of a live event, and they feel motivated, and it's all fantastic at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Then,
and you guys...
And they're excited, so they don't ask these questions.
You shut off your analytical brains. You believe the hype. You sign the contract. Then you take the contract home. Then you realize you've obligated yourself to, you know, $1,000 a month or $600 a month or whatever the heck it is, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you have a moment of clarity the next day and you're realizing, okay, maybe I should have done some more homework on this. I mean, you guys are actually spending more time researching what cell phone to get than you are, that costs $600 or free if you have assigned a 2-year contract, you know, with a cell company, which, by the way, you can get out of if you pay 1 month, FYI. So you guys are spending more time researching that than you're actually spending time researching something that's going to obligate you to $1,000 a month. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
And by the way, you're hooking your career success to. It's not even just the $1,000 a month. It's your belief that this is going to take you to the next level, whatever that may be for you. What's that worth
right.
to you, right?
That's right. And then again, if you stop paying, they will sue you. They will get a judgment against you, unless you want, of course, to hire an attorney or fly out to Orange County and try to defend yourself. And then they're going to sell that collections to a collections agency, that judgment to a collections agency, and then they are going to pester you to collect that money. Research this online if you don't believe me. This has been happening, and I'll tell you when this actually started happening. So you guys know if we've been in the coaching industry really since 1998, really before people started calling it coaching. We started coaching originally, Howard Britton people that we knew, friends we knew, and then started scaling from there. So back when the market was good, there were no contracts. And so what happened was the market started to tighten up, the real estate market, and this was before, this was like 06, 07, then all of a sudden, contracts started creeping in. Okay, you saw it happening with many of the major, you know, big organizations. And then what did they do? They then started suing agents for non-payment. Then the real estate bubble burst. Then all of a sudden, these big fat coaching organizations, they then realized that, oh my God, we're losing students left and right. We're losing clients left and right. So we have to start suing. Then they realized, holy crap, this suit thing, this is a cash cow. So it's profitable. We can get, as long as we get agents to sign these contracts, we can get these judgments against them, and we can sell the judgments, and we can actually make a ton of money. Now what's happening, and this is true, guys, research this yourself. A lot of these big coaching organizations, and big in terms of numbers, and big in terms of a number of agents they have enrolled, they are actually now not in the coaching business. They're in the getting contracts signed business, because they actually can make more money getting contracts signed and when they aren't paid selling them to collection agencies. These businesses have and are corrupting what once was a very pure little, you know, niche business of, you know, coaching agents. And it's a fact, and it makes me sick. And it's really, I'm not sure if this is going to continue or whether or not Julie and I are going to be the call to action that hopefully our industry hears and people start saying enough is enough. So we talked about not signing a contract. We talked about the fact that you better be asking the tough questions about who's your coach going to be, whether your coach has ever signed real estate or sold real estate before. And the next point I'm going to write down, and I wrote down for you guys, is what is my experience going to be? What am I actually getting? So, you know, let's say we've gotten through the first two questions and you found out that, you know, you've answered the question to your satisfaction about the contracts. You've answered your question to your satisfaction about the coach's experience. Now you want to know exactly what you're going to get. So, Julie, when somebody asks that, right, and that's a question we get all the time, you know, is it a one-size-fits-all coaching program? What do you guys specifically do that's different? You know, will I be learning about this? Will I be learning about that? What do you tell them?
I tell them that our coaching is much more specific, that it is tailor-made to them, their personality, their goals, their marketplace, their tendencies, what's working for them, what's not working for them, how much money they need to make, how many deals they need to do per month. It's not like, all right, let's start on chapter one because it's day one, right? So does that mean that we spend more time with you guys up front getting to know you? Absolutely. I like to jump in and get to know them as we get going, of course. But what do they get? We actually do define, you get a pre-listing package, you get your listing presentation, you get your scripts, you get role-playing if you need it. You know, yeah, we actually do tell you what you get.
Yeah, there's not like, so for example, yeah, we're going to tell you about internet lead generation. We're going to tell you about over-the-phone prospecting. We're going to tell you about farming. We're going to tell you about centers of influence and referral marketing. We're going to tell you about all those things, but that isn't you. Your specific, what you bring to the table, is a unique set of skills based on your life experience. And as Julie just said, what we train our coaches to do and what Julie and I obviously do is we're really going to drill down with every single one of you, and we're going to find what we call the low-hanging fruit in you. And that could be your involvement with your community. That could be your, I mean, we've had people that basically get all their business from playing golf, and that's awesome. You're going to play more golf if that's you. We find people that are fantastic over-the-phone prospectors, but they don't like doing anything, any centers of influence and past client stuff. That's fine. We, frankly, will focus on your strengths, and usually your strengths will get you to the point where you're exceeding your goals. And so we really don't worry too much about your weaknesses. So if you don't want to do something, if you're not good at something, if it's just too much of a stretch for you to do a particular thing that maybe you're being told to do, maybe you don't want to be the agent that's delivering pumpkin pies, you know, to your past clients.
That's okay.
I get it. Or you don't want to be delivering forget-me-not seeds come April. That's fine, okay? You don't have to do it. We're not going to force you to do it. You're not a loser if you don't do it. We're going to find what you will do, and then we're going to make you the best at it. We're going to make you beyond the best at it.
You're going to do more of it. Yeah.
And you're going to do more of it.
I'll never forget. I got a new client that her first call, she said, I'm thinking about getting out of real estate. And I said, well, that's interesting to say on a first coaching call. Tell me more about that. She said, well, I just left an event where I was, it was basically forced prospecting, right? And she said she went to the event because she knew that this was important and she wanted to get better at being in front of people. And she knows, she understands, you know, that real estate is a people business. And she went there to get better at it, right? But she left in tears. And I said, why was that? And she said, because I was basically convinced that if I wasn't going to be a hardcore cold call prospector with headset on my head for at least 3 hours a day, every single day, using very specific verbatim scripts, that maybe real estate wasn't for me. And I've always loved real estate, but what, I mean, she came asking my opinion. Do I think that because that wasn't her cup of tea, that she should get out of the business? And she was quite serious about this. She said, you know, she left in tears. She thought that basically her career was over and that was going to be that, you know?
Well, Julie, let me interrupt.
I felt
Julie,
so
let me
bad
interrupt you
for
just
her
for a second.
Having that feeling. Yeah.
Let me interrupt you for a second. Guys, a lot of you know that one of the easiest, cheapest, and by the way, free ways to get business is picking up the phone and prospecting. There's no two ways about it. You probably have been exposed to scripts and maybe you've even taken a coaching program or had whatever, right? Been exposed to it, but for some reason it doesn't click with you. And I'll tell you the reason, and this happens, we hear this all the time. I was with XYZ coaching company, Visibles expired, centers of influence, over the phone prospecting, and it didn't stick with me. It just didn't work. I never had any success with it. And so you know why you didn't have success with it? You know, all of you guys listening right now who've had similar experiences, it's because you're being asked to say something that you didn't believe in. In other words, you're being forced, almost with a gun to your head, to say something in a specific way that for you was just bizarre. It just didn't fit. It just wasn't natural. It was so far out of your comfort zone. So we don't ask you, we do give you scripts, we do give you objection handlers, we do give you presentations, we do give you a pre-listing pack, we do give you everything you need, but we don't ask you to memorize anything. We want you to internalize what we give you, and then we want you to personalize what we give you. You know, the truth is that we do change some of our scripts and our objection handlers because you guys will sometimes come up with better stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So we might be,
especially,
you know,
as
I might be rolled. Right. As the market changes, you're going to find, you know, if the content and the information and how you're delivering it from a sales approach doesn't evolve with the changing market expectations, you're going to be finding yourself in spring of 2015 saying, or 16 or 17 saying, what the heck happened? I was so hot, you know, 3 years ago, but now it's like nobody even knows I'm alive. What's going on? Guys, the reality of it is that coaching is a very personal thing. It just is. It's something that, it's not like buying a product. You know, as I'm walking around my office, I'm looking at these two barbells that I use between coaching calls, right? And if these barbells, I mean, they're tools that they don't do a damn thing unless I pick them up and do something with them, which, by the way, I haven't done anything with them today, so now I'm going to do something as soon as we're off the radio today. But the reality of it is those barbells are just merely there to help me accomplish a specific physical goal, but it's up to me to do something with them, you see? It's not like a vitamin that you take, that it's supposed to do something to you. The coaching is there, and then you have to do something with it. And so at the end of the day, coaching works when you do something with the information. Those of you guys who have the mindset that, well, okay, I'm on my coaching call, you know, give me the magic pill, it doesn't work like that. A great coaching client is someone who comes to the coaching calls, comes to the relationship, because that is what it is, a long-term relationship, with the expectation that it's a partnership that's going to get them through their career, that's going to help them accomplish their goals. You know, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, a smart man learns from his mistakes, a brilliant man learns from the mistakes of others. Doesn't that make sense as far as coaching goes? So guys, listen, we've exposed it. We have hopefully 50,000 of you that will listen to this. Spread the word. Please stop signing coaching contracts. Just don't do it. Common sense tells you that if anyone's asking you to sign a one-sided contract, that they must not be that confident that you're going to be happy with their product, right? They must be fairly certain that you're not going to be happy with their product and you're going to want to cancel it. Otherwise, why would they try to lock you into a contract? I mean, can you give me an argument against that?
Where does the accountability fall? On the coach or on the client with that, right? I mean, they can do
right,
whatever
exactly.
They feel like with that set up.
Right. And stop hiring people to be your real estate coach that have never sold real estate before. Come on, folks. What are you thinking? It's because you guys don't ask. Ask the tough question, right? And
well,
then
and
know what you're
either.
Getting.
I think some of them, the assumption would be that, yeah, if you call yourself a coach, you probably have done it before. Well, unfortunately, that's not a fair assumption in our industry anymore.
That's right. So guys, listen, you know, Wall Street Journal did an article on coaching recently. Inman's doing articles on coaching. This coaching contract thing is starting to make it into mainstream. People are starting to have this conversation. This is what we should have been talking about for the last 7 or 8 years. Why has this been happening to agents? Why has our industry been sitting on its hands, knowing that agents were being tricked in a lot of cases to sign these long-term contracts, only then to be forced into financial destitute in some cases? Guys, yeah, sometimes signing a $12,000 contract can literally put an agent on their backs. If they're financially on the edge, that's the very thing that's going to take to tip them over to the point where they're going to have to get out of the business. So brokers, this is a call to action. Stop inviting these people into your offices. If they offer coaching and they've never actually sold real estate before, say no thank you. If they have sold real estate before and they're offering coaching, but their contracts are one-sided, locking your agents into contracts for 6 or 12 months, say no thank you. Because when that agent struggles or that agent's not happy with the experience that they're having, they're going to blame you for exposing them to that coach in the first place. You guys, common sense, that's what this is about. Take control of your businesses, take control and be responsible for the decisions you make. If there's anything we can do for you, free coaching calls for agents, free coaching calls for agents, and we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.